Hassan and Hussein Benhafa from Cork today celebrate the 10th anniversary of their surgical separation at Great Ormond Street Hospital in London. The boys were separated during a 16-hour operation led by Irish surgeon Dr. Edward Kiley. In total, they've had more than 50 surgeries. So today will be a very special celebration. The boys' mum, Angie, is on the line now. Very good morning to you, Angie, and thanks for talking to us this morning. I suppose great excitement in the Benhafa house this morning. What are you planning?
Not a whole lot with lockdown, but we're going to make the most of a very special day. We're going to just make a surprise party for the boys, and we've got balloons and baked cakes last night when they were sleeping, and just going to make the most of a bad situation. And, you know, what I've told their sisters last night is the important thing today is that all six of us are together.
Yeah, and I suppose like every other 10-year-old in the country, they're at home at the moment. How's the homeschooling working out?
I'd say as a teacher, I'm going to be definitely fired. but they're doing good. You know, the four of them have actually quite surprised me. This is day 25 for us. And, you know, due to the boys being more vulnerable, I suppose we had to kind of take precautions early on with them. But schoolwork for the boys is something that they do for maybe around 2 hours every day. But
well, that's pretty good.
Kind of, you know, with all the kids, I suppose, I could see my 12-year-old was kind of getting obsessed with doing schoolwork in kind of first 10 days. And I just kind of told all of them that right now, you know, more so than any schoolwork, that I just kind of would prefer they all did something that's just kind of, you know, better for their mental health, you know, because it's not easy being indoors all the time. And
no, and I mean, their ongoing treatment has been affected, has it, by the pandemic?
Yeah, I mean, you know, for us, we go to Great Ormond Street a few times a year in London for their treatment, and obviously that's all going to be put on hold. So as a mum, I worry about, you know, them with that, and I wonder when London will get back to normal, because I know Great Ormond Street itself has been hit badly. So, you know, like last week, we'll say unexpectedly, and with the boys and with their, I suppose, complex medical history, is sometimes, you know, they can get sick suddenly or unexpectedly. And last week, one of Hassan's old wounds opened up and was oozing, and I had to get in touch with their surgeons in Crumlin, and he felt, because of Hassan and, you know, what I suppose he's gone through, that he wanted to see him. And Bumblance were due to bring us up to Crumlin last Friday morning, but it was cancelled then Thursday afternoon. So we're waiting for that to be rescheduled. But, you know, you're kind of nervous as a parent then to go into a hospital.
Of course.
In case you don't come back out, you know, that you're there and, you know, put in isolation. So I've been dressing his wound myself, and thankfully it's got better. But just scary times, you know, especially if you do have children who can run into difficulties. But, you know, we're just doing our best on a day-to-day basis like every other family.
And today, perhaps just one day, you can put those worries aside and celebrate a fantastic 10th anniversary.
Yeah, we're just going to concentrate on the boys today, you know.
Well, listen, very best wishes to all of you, Angie, and thanks very much indeed for talking to us, if briefly this morning. Appreciated your time, and have a great day. All right. That's Angie Benhafa. The time just approaching 9 o'clock.